It's Bosch and Marsh back for another podcast.
Here we are. Aren't you guys all really excited?
I'm sure they are.
I mean, why wouldn't they be excited? I'm always excited.
Is that a rhetorical question?
Are you always excited?
Yeah.
Then of course they're excited.
They must be.
So what do we have? We had, merch. A merch update. It is currently being printed, definitely within 2 weeks. We'll keep you updated when we get the shipping notification.
According to them, it's guaranteed. I would assume it's before that.
Yeah, hopefully. That probably is. But I know you guys are really excited.
We also had a lot of questions about the sweatshirts, too. So I think what we should do, I think we should post a sneak peek at a sweatshirt on Instagram and see what the feedback is. Because a lot of people have been asking about those lately.
Yeah, in the next week or so, we'll put a sweatshirt design up and... let us know if you think you might be interested.
Maybe put a couple designs up and have people vote on which one's better.
That's fair. And also, because we have a six sweatshirt minimum for that, so we need to make sure we order a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll put a sneak peek up in the next week or two. What else we had? We had a couple shout outs.
Yeah, we were gonna shout out first off. Thomas, just for being an overall spectacular fellow.
Yeah, and he does all the weather for our podcast too. So we do most of our recording outside because of COVID and all.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to be inside. We're taking very, very good safety precautions. Yeah. So we don't really want to record inside very much.
But yeah.
So we'll hit up Thomas and he'll let us know, you know, what the weather's going to be like. And
shout out Thomas for being an overall wonderful fellow.
Yeah, he's a great chap. I like hearing him sing in the back of van sometimes. It's pretty cool.
Who else?
We had Brittany and David both deserve a shout out.
I agree.
Pretty solid fans.
Dave's
right
been
there.
Involved in the podcast since the beginning, really.
Dave is involved in the podcast. Listen, I was with Dave.
He was on the last episode, actually, so go listen to that if
you
haven't.
Check that one out. I was actually with Dave on Sunday. I was with Dave on Sunday. This is how devoted Dave is. He sits there on his phone, he types in random phone numbers, pastes the link, and sends it. He did it like 5 times.
That's beast.
He really did.
Anybody reply to it?
No, I don't know, but he is really devoted. He's doing his best. Devoted.
All right. I think that wraps up that.
That wraps
section.
That up, yeah.
So now we have a special guest for the day, a long awaited for some of our listeners.
For most of our listeners.
Most of our listeners. We have Seth Tucker with us today.
Hello, Seth.
Hey, how you doing? It's great to be here. I really appreciate the intro and you know. Glad to hear Thomas's name on that list. You know, he's a great guy.
Yeah. So Seth, could you just give us tell us what this podcast means to you personally? Maybe how it's changed your life, and also how you found out about us.
Yeah, it's a tough question. I mean, it obviously has touched me in many ways. I think the first time I listened to an episode, I was sitting in bed and, you know, I had a really tough day, so I just wanted to unwind and listen to something funny. And I mean, all of a sudden I got a link to an episode and, you know, watched it. And it was great. It changed my whole day. It really also changed my perspective on life. You know, not only that day, but just life in general. You know, it taught me some great lessons. I think the podcast has really helped me with my stress.
I've heard that from a lot of people.
Yeah,
it's tough, you know. College is rough sometimes, so getting to listen to this podcast has really changed my outlook on my stress. So
what's one thing you think you'll do differently from here on out, knowing that you've been a special guest on our podcast?
That's a good point.
That is. That's great. I think you always got to rep the merch. That's one thing. I'm going to walk around and try to get people to buy the merch. But I think on a more serious note, if people are down, you know, you gotta let them know that there's always something positive to look at. You know, don't just look at the negative. Like in my case, it was the stress, but you know, listening to the podcast, I'll be able to tell them there's always something on the other side of the whatever.
And that's Bosch and Marsh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Bosch and Marsh is on the other side of the gloom.
Bosch and Marsh, you know.
On the other side of the gloom. That's good. Maybe that should go on our sweatshirts.
Exactly.
I like on the other Bosch side of the Marsh gloom.
On the other side of the gloom.
That's awesome.
You that's know, really good.
It's like the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like college is this dark tunnel, and then you just see Bosch and Marsh right through it.
Yes.
That's great.
That's a great sweatshirt design.
That's a really good sweatshirt design.
I think
design.
We should get on that.
We'll have to talk to our designer.
Yeah.
Who's actually here today?
Our designer is here today, but she's being antisocial on her Instagram.
Yeah.
She's not joining in
her
the podcast.
Loss.
Didn't even hear me.
Hey, designer, could we put what was it? The
on
light?
The other side of the gloom.
On the other side of the gloom. On our sweatshirt merch?
And maybe like a, could we
Absolutely.
Put like the tunnel?
You guys should like have the tunnel with your faces
the emblem.
As
yeah,
the light.
Yeah, tunnel with our faces, and
on the end of
underneath it goes on the other side of the gloom.
Yep.
Bosch and Marsh. Yeah.
You know, we really want to spread that positivity. You know,
I think that's a great message.
I think so too, especially to all to the younger audience that we have. You know, they're going to go through some tough times in the next few years with school,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's really important that they see
Prepare
the positive message mm-hmm. from Bosch and Marsh.
Put it on the fortune cookie.
You could.
That's true.
We should write fortune cookies.
We could make fortune
that.
Cookie
You change
merch.
The game.
Merch.
We would change the game.
You could start a store just dedicated to fortune cookies.
Like,
I wouldn't
sweet.
Even go for anything else. I would just come to get that positivity.
You would come just for the fortune cookies. What if we, like, really marked them up?
You still got to do it.
Yeah.
It's that positivity. That's what I'm talking about. You know, there's nothing better than that positivity.
It's more than money at that point.
Yeah, exactly. I'd rather spend $1,000 for one fortune cookie that has a positive message than go to just a regular...
Let me stop you right there. If you're going to spend $1,000 on a cookie with a positive message, I'm going to make you one right now and get my $1,000.
Yeah.
This right. is a, this is all personally...
Right. All right, well, you got to start messages. A store, then I'll come.
Well, this isn't on Bosch and Marsh, because we do this just for the, you know, just for you guys. And
oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, but personally, I will make you a fortune cookie.
Yeah, all right. That sounds good. I'll give it to you. It has to be really positive, though.
Really positive. So if
like, it has to change my life.
Like, what would you envision being written on this?
I don't know.
Really positive.
You guys are
cookie?
The positive. You guys are the ones that are filled with this positivity.
Honestly, it could just be a picture of us.
Maybe.
It could. Like, you know? The sweatshirt design. Yeah.
Yeah. With on the other side of the gloom, like literally just the sweatshirt design. Just put on a fortune cookie.
That'd be sweet.
Wrapper yeah. or whatever.
You know, we've got the. Seth's going to tell a story, right?
Well, I think we should have Seth tell the story in the next episode so that, you know, it gets people back.
Okay.
What do you think? Should we have Seth tell the story now?
I think we should have the story now.
Have Seth tell the story
yeah,
now.
An extra
Seth
long special.
Seth's renowned for his story.
Extra long special
so.
With Seth story time.
All right. I think people are going to want to hear his story.
Yeah.
So, Seth, Bosch and I are never really embarrassed at all, right, Bosch?
I've never been embarrassed in my life.
What's the closest you've been to being embarrassed? Like, not at all?
I may have been slightly, I don't know, what's a good word? Taken aback by some situations.
That's...
Or a little bit, I don't know, nothing really comes close to embarrassment.
Yeah, but, so we do know that this is a struggle with a lot of people, though. So we thought we'd have Seth, you know, tell a story about probably his most embarrassing moment of his life. Because, you know, obviously we can't relate, but we want to be relatable.
Yeah.
So, Seth, what's the most embarrassing story?
All right. So I was about 17 or 18. I had just gotten my license. You know how you can get your driver's permit or whatever, and then you can actually after that you get your license and you can start driving. So I was going to work one day. I worked at a pizza place. It's actually funny. There's looks like a cop car behind us. So, anyway,
I think it is a cop.
It is. I think so. It's gonna make the story more juicy. anyway, so I was going to work one day, and you know I was really tired. I woke up sometime in the afternoon. No, I didn't wake up sometime in the afternoon. I was going to work sometime in the afternoon, and I pulled up to this big intersection in my little Toyota Yaris, and it was already like a kind of a sad day. So, really wish I had some Bosch and Marsh that day, but
we weren't around back then.
Yeah,
we're relatively new.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's good, but you guys are growing pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
So let me get back to the story. Anyway, I pulled up to this big intersection, definitely one of the bigger ones in my area, and I needed to cross the street to go to work. and sitting in my car and listening to music, which was loud, which I didn't even realize. And I looked over to my left, and some old lady was there, and it looked like she was trying to get my attention. So I looked over at her, and she was like, I guess she was like mouthing the words, like, I need to get over or something. I need to, because across the intersection, there's a right turn, but she was in the left lane, so she needed to get over. And, you know, I look back on it now, and I probably would have just stayed still and let her go and then gone after her. But, you know, I was tired, I was young, you know, I wasn't really thinking at all. So I then start backing up, and I guess like maybe 30 seconds prior, I had looked behind me like a good driver would.
30 seconds prior.
Yeah. and I was listening to music, so... So yeah, I mean, I just time flew, and I started backing up, and it was kind of slow, you know. I just wanted to give her enough space to start coming over, and I hear a big thud, and my car starts to it makes a big like thud as well, and I was like, yeah, it's just the curb, because I know there's a curb to my right, and I thought maybe I had just kind of bumped to it off center, and you know, it's whatever. And again, my music is actually louder than I had noticed at this point. And I turned down my music. I looked behind me, and there's a really, really, really expensive Porsche right behind me. And I was like, oh my gosh, I just hit a Porsche. I'm already going to be late to work. And at this point, I had no idea what to do. So the guy, I guess, had ended up getting out of his car. The lady had already gone the green light. It was going, and I was just stuck, and I was still, and the cars behind me were also still, so they ended up passing, and I was very embarrassed. Of course, that's what the story is about. I sat there, and the guy ended up coming to my window, and he rolled it down, and I was like, hey, how you doing? Sorry. Like, I had no idea what to say. I was just in shock. And this guy was like, all right, go straight, pull over. I'll meet you in that parking lot. You know, so he got in his car, and I was on the fence. You know, I very well could have just gone straight and avoided the entire situation. But you know, I felt like I needed to do something. So I you know, of course, it was the right thing to do. I ended up pulling over into the parking lot, and we had a talk, and the guy got out of his car. This is my first accident, so I completely forgot about getting his insurance information, so he just took mine. And we talked for a little bit, and the whole story just got even worse from that point on. He ended up telling me that he was part of a distracted driving company. He actually owned one. And and then when he came to my window, he was like, why is your music so loud or whatever? And you know, I turned it down, of course, but he knew I was listening to music. He was like, I was honking the whole time. Why didn't you hear me? And I was like, you know, I couldn't hear you. I was listening to music. So he starts talking to me about all of this, and you know, he starts giving me the life lesson on why you shouldn't listen to music so loud. And, you know, he was right. And then the guy was like, yeah, it's okay. Just to make you feel any better, a cop totaled my Lexus the other day.
So, a Lexus and a Porsche.
I mean, obviously he didn't drive the Lexus at that point because it was totaled. But, but yeah, I mean, overall, it was a good life lesson. I learned to make sure you get people's insurance in an accident. But thankfully, he was nice enough to, he didn't do something wrong. Everything was worked out. I ended up paying a pretty large amount of money, and you know, the whole thing is I backed into his car, and what I was able to see when I got out of my car, when I looked at the hood of his Porsche, was just a tad little scratch. You know, I feel like I could have just taken a rag and wiped it off, and we could have gone our separate ways, but the guy wanted to file a claim, and of course cost me a lot of money, and he wanted his entire hood replaced. So that was fun. But I mean, yeah, so you learn from it. Now I think what makes it so embarrassing is to this day, so many people make fun of me for it. I mean, my cousin, you know, he he always says I'm a bad driver, and to this day I'm still a bad driver because of that, even though I've matured and gotten a lot better. So yeah, don't run into Porsches. Make sure you get people's information in an accident, and don't listen to your music so loud.
Excellent.
That was a wonderful story. Mr. Seth for the win.
I think that concludes today's episode.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have a part two with Seth coming out in the near future.
Yeah, so keep your eyes open for that.
Yeah, there's going to be some even better questions next episode, so make sure you come back.
Some great discussions.
Yeah. Yep.
And, I mean, any new listeners, be sure to give Bosch and Marsh a follow. Put down any comments or suggestions that you have. I'd love to hear from you. And
merch.
Yeah, of course.
Get some merch.
Yep.
Merch.
Make sure you get that merch. It just dropped. The prices dropped. So make sure you get that. And I think sweatshirts are coming out soon.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think that's it for today.
Bosch and Marsh signing off.
Bosch and Marsh signing off.